Today's biggest story is not a bigger model headline. It is a workflow story. Canva says Canva AI 2.0 is now available as a research preview, and that matters because it points at the kind of AI release most creators and small businesses can actually use. Not a flashy demo. Not a general promise to do everything. A set of tools aimed at helping you move from idea to editable design inside one place. Here's the confirmed part. Canva says the preview includes conversational design, iterative editing, layered object intelligence, living memory, and new workflow tools that reach into connectors, scheduling, web research, brand intelligence, Sheets AI, and Canva Code 2.0. That is the vendor's description, and it is useful because it tells us what Canva is trying to become, less of a blank canvas and more of a production environment. That shift matters. For years, a common creator workflow has looked something like this. Draft an idea in one tool, pull visuals from another, check brand rules in a spreadsheet or document, export a version, revise it, send it for approval, then fix something because the logo, font, or copy drifted. Canva's pitch is that more of that work can now happen in one place, with the AI helping you iterate instead of forcing you to start over. That does not mean it replaces the creative process. It means it may compress the time between the rough idea and the usable draft. If you're a solo operator, a social media manager, a freelancer, or a small team trying to publish without a full design department, that is the audience that should pay attention first. The people most likely to benefit are the ones who already make social posts, client graphics, one-pagers, pitch visuals, simple landing page assets, or internal slides, and need a faster way to get to something that is good enough to review. The most important phrase in Canva's announcement is probably not AI 2.0. It is research preview. That tells us two things. First, this is real and available today, but it is not yet the final version. Second, anyone using it should treat it as an experiment, not as a system you blindly trust for final output. The exact behavior, stability, and limits are still unknown. Features in preview can change, and the company's description is the strongest evidence we have right now. That is enough to test, but not enough to assume perfection. So what actually changed? The big change is the direction of travel. Earlier AI design tools often focus on producing a first draft. You typed a prompt, got an image or layout, and then left the tool to finish the job manually. Canva's new framing suggests something more continuous. Conversational design means you can ask for changes in ordinary language. Iterative editing means you can keep refining without rebuilding from scratch. Layered object intelligence suggests the tool is paying attention to elements on the page, not just the page as a flat image. Living memory suggests it may remember context across sessions or projects, though the exact behavior is something users should verify in practice. And the workflow features suggest Canva wants to touch more than design alone, extending into content discovery, scheduling, and even code. For creators, that is interesting because it matches the way real work actually happens. Most people do not need an AI that can win a benchmark. They need one that can take a half-finished idea and help them push it through the last mile without losing the brand voice, the dimensions, or the layout. Here is a practical example. Say you have a half-finished social post for a product launch. The headline is there, the colors are roughly right, but the graphic still feels generic. In a traditional workflow, you might open the file, search your brand folder, replace the image, adjust spacing, check whether the copy still fits, and export a new version. With a tool like Canva AI 2.0, the test is whether you can ask for a cleaner version, keep the brand context, and preserve the useful parts, instead of rebuilding everything from zero. Or take a simple landing page visual. Maybe you already know the message, but the hero section needs a better layout. A useful AI design assistant should help you explore variants quickly, while still keeping the typography, sizing, and brand structure under control. If it can do that, it saves time. If it keeps generating pretty but unusable drafts, it adds cleanup. That is the real question this Friday. Does it save time, or does it create more cleanup? If you want one experiment to run this week, keep it small and specific. pick one real asset that is already halfway done. Not a perfect piece. Not a blank page. Something with enough context that you can judge whether the AI understood your brand and your intent. Then test three things. First, can it improve the draft with a short conversational request? For example, make it cleaner, more modern, more compact, or better suited to a Square social format. Second, does it preserve important context? That means your logo, colors, spacing, tone, and basic structure should survive the edit. Third, can you export something usable without reconstructing half the asset by hand? If the answer is yes, you may have found a real workflow gain. If the answer is no, that is still useful information. It tells you the preview is not ready for your process yet. A few risks are worth naming clearly. Because this is a preview, some features may be incomplete or change later. Some users may not have access right away or may see different behavior depending on account type or rollout timing. Canva says the product includes memory and brand intelligence, which could be powerful, but those features also raise ordinary workflow questions. What exactly is remembered? Where does it come from? And how consistently does it follow your brand rules? Those details are not fully known from the announcement alone, so they should be tested with your own projects. There is also the broader creative risk that any fast design tool can tempt people into approving work too quickly. A polished draft is not the same as a correct one. AI can help with layout and iteration, but you still need a human eye for messaging, accuracy, and fit. That is especially true for anything customer-facing, anything tied to a campaign, and anything with a claim that needs checking. So the human review checklist should be simple. Check whether the text says what you meant. Check whether the brand elements are consistent. Check whether the size and format are correct for the channel. Check whether any generated or suggested content is actually accurate. And check whether the final asset still sounds like your business, not like the average output of a tool. That last point matters more than it sounds. The fastest way to lose the benefit of a tool like this is to accept whatever it produces because it looks finished. Speed is only useful if the result still belongs to your workflow. What should you watch next? First, whether Canva AI 2.0 stays in preview for a while or moves toward broader release. Second, whether users can reliably preserve brand context across edits. Third, whether the workflow features really reduce tool switching, or whether they are just a long list of capabilities that sound better than they feel in daily use. And fourth, whether the pricing, limits, or access rules change as the preview matures. We do not know those answers yet, but we do know enough to make a practical judgment. For creators and small teams, Canva AI 2.0 is the most useful story of the day because it is about production, not spectacle. It is trying to fit into the actual mess of making things on a deadline. My ClearForge verdict is, test carefully. Not because it's unsafe, not because it's a bad idea, but because the best way to judge a tool like this is with one real task, one small scope, and one honest question. Did it save time without creating more cleanup? If it did, keep going. If it did not, wait. But this is the kind of release worth putting in front of a real workflow, not just a demo.